Chaver, first of all the Torah tonight, all the Chizik tonight, all the delicious Kiddush tonight was all sponsored. Yedidei Nafshi, very, very special people in my life. People that are not just friends, they're Mamish Mishpacha, we just have different last names, but sometimes you have Mishpacha with different last names. That's Debbie and David Seltzer. Very, very special people. They'd be upset if I started speaking about them, so I'm not going to speak about them. But they're gedolim. That's all I want to tell you. They're gedolim in ways we should aspire to be gedolim, mainly in Ben Adam Chavero. We need more people in the world like them. And the children, Amamish, my children, very, very special people. And all the Torah tonight, all the Chizik tonight, all the Zayrus, is Lil Nishmas, David's parents. He has Yahrzeit, Shabbos and Sunday, for his father and his mother. Yisachar Doiv ben Arav Ruvein, Zeichas Adichai Shavracha, and Miriam Bas Yitzchak HaVishalom, and Amir Tashem, and the Zchus of all the Torah, the Chizik, the Zayrus, should be big Zchus for the Neshamos. They should be Militz Yoishra, that works. For the Heilige families, until it's Zaycha to be dancing together in the Shiel Zakenu b'mehera b'yameinu.
Amen.
So Chevra, the emes is, you know, most of us, not sure why not all of us, we're just by Rav Ephraim Waxman, Shlita. I always call it the shear of the year. It's the shear of the year. There's no more important shear to be in anywhere in the world than that shear all year long. And it's not just the shir, it's just the sviva and the being together with Klal Yisrael, doing achana for Gabal Satayr in the way that we're supposed to, the tancing, the song, the everything. You know, we've said here before, there's certain things you have to make sure to be at. Certain occasions, certain places you have to make sure to be at. Where you are on Lag Boimer, even though that day is such a heavy day to talk about, but where you are on Purim, where you are Yom Norayim, where you are, to prepare for the Hilgi Yantav of Kvalz HaTorah and to make sure that you're in the right place. I mean, if you're Zoycha to be in Eretz Yisrael, then that's a good excuse. That's the right excuse. Outside of that, you know, I say, oh, the Chevra knows all the time. I say about this year, there's two good excuses not to be at this year. There's only two. One excuse is if you're learning Torah somewhere else and there's no monopoly on Torah, if you feel that's how you're going to grow and that's how you're gaining, so that's a good excuse. You're learning Torah. The other good excuse is if you're dating. The memes is we start late enough where probably your date should be finished by now, so I don't know how often that's a good excuse, but it could be a good excuse. It's potentially a good excuse. Whoever is serious understands how to date in a proper way and still make it happen. But so the only good excuse for not being by Rav Waxman tonight was you happen to be in Eretz Yisrael, then that's a very good excuse. Some of them must have been a live stream or something then for them. I don't know. But so you go straight from that, and what, we're going to come here? And the emes is yes. We're kovei itim l'Torah. And what other high, if you have that high, from the chizik, the zayrus, from the words of Ephraim Waxman Shlita, how can you not want to run and jump to learn more Torah? What's the shaila? So it's either here or some other base medrash. But let's learn together. And there's no better way to prepare for the Heilige Yantav Abalein l'Torah. And there's a beautiful bracha that we say every single morning. And the bracha is emphasized specifically in Shavuos morning. But mamash every morning we should put a lot of kavanah into this bracha. The bracha of Ahava Rabba. If you pay attention to the words of Ahava Rabba, it's so beautiful. Professing the love Hashem has for us, our love for Hashem. And asking Hashem, v'seim b'libeinu bina l'hovinu haskil. To give us the proper seichel, the intellect, the understanding, to be able to connect to Torah, to connect to mitzvahs, to connect to Hashem. To feel what we felt tonight, always. Because that's the goal. It shouldn't need to be, this was beautiful and heilig and amazing, but we should be able to feel this kesher to the Eibishter, always. And that's what we want, through Torah, through mitzvahs. That's what we're asking, that's what we're davening for. The Rav Shitzer, Zeichat Tzadik HaShavrachim, I'm telling you, Rav Shitzer, he would literally say, Avaz Rabba, This was not exaggeration. The people that were made to this for hours on Shavuos morning. Hours. I don't even know what that means. Mamish, I don't know what that means. I don't know how to have kavana, so I don't know what that means. But the Rav Shitzer would say it for hours. The Chatam Sofer heard about this and he gave big shevach to it. Chatam Sofer. What type of lamb the Chatam Sofer was. The Chazon Ish said that all of his atzlach in learning was because of his kavan in this bracha. And I have a rab. Rav Shmelka Nicholsberger once told his Talmidim, if you don't say I have a rab with kavana, you can't come up with a chiddush that day. It's impossible. That's the foundation to come up with a chiddush in learning. It's a geshmak when you come up with a chiddush, right? You're learning if he's a gemara, you're learning chumash, you're learning whatever we're learning. We come up with a chiddush. There's a certain simchas achayim. It's your place in Torah, your lev, your neshama in Torah. It's our avodah. We're supposed to. He says you can't. If you don't say have a rab with kavana, you can't come up with a chiddush. So Talmud once came over and said, Chassid came over to Shmelka and said, I came up with this chiddush today, and I didn't have kavana this morning in have a rab. He asked in the Chiddush, and of course, Shmelka proved that it was complete checker. It's impossible. The emes is the Ribbonover. Nachum Mendel Ribbonover said that the Iker of a Rabba is not just Shavuos morning, but starting Rosh Chodesh Sivan already. These are Shloshim Bala and Days of Achana. So tomorrow morning, don't worry about where everybody's up to and what's going on. Have a Rabba with real Kavana. But I want to focus tonight on just a few words in Ahav Rabbah, in this beautiful bracha. We say in Ahav Rabbah, we daven for Ava and Yiras Hashem. And there's no doubt that Ava Hashem and Yiras Hashem are the midos, the mamish, are the foundation of all of our avodas Hashem. Our love for Hashem, our awe of Hashem, is where all of our mitzvahs and all of our learning is all rooted. And we daven for this often. But here's a specific lashon. A v'yached livaveinu la'avol yirashemecha. V'yached livaveinu. That our heart should be designated to be in love and be in awe of Shemecha, your name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is this v'yached? What does that mean exactly? I should have Avas Hashem. I should love Hashem. I should feel it. And I should be able to concretize that into how I serve Him. I should have Yiras Hashem, be in awe of Hashem. And that should protect me from all, right? We know, it's very famous, what I'm talking about, if you, in the Ramban, in the Aseret Dibros, in Parashas Yisro, by Zachar Yom HaShem Zakadsha, talks about how all mitzvahs aseh are rooted in Avas Hashem. You love someone, you want to do for them. So you love the Rabbanu Shalom, I want to do things for you, I want to put on tefillin, I want to put on tzitzis. All mitzvahs lo seh is rooted in Yiras Hashem. I'm in awe of you, so I won't do anything wrong. I'm afraid. So we need to build Ava to be mechazik, our positive mitzvahs, our learning. Build Yirut and Mechazik, or Shmir Sanayim, and staying away from anything negative in our life. What does it mean, V'yachel l'vaveinu l'avel Yishamecha? What does that mean? That our heart should be designated to Avan Yir. What does that mean? So I learned an incredible Torah from Futner this week that I want to share. And Mamish, sometimes you learn a Torah, and he says, beautiful, nice, great, and move on. Sometimes you learn a Torah, it's like so gewalt that your mom is dancing away. We've spoken Torahs like this before. Most pieces of Shula Pinchas, does that to you, but we just mentioned Rav Shimshon Ashtrapali, there's certain Torahs. And then there's Torahs you learn this Torah and it's so yisoidistic. It's such a fundamental foundation of what it is to be a Yid that you don't just learn the Torah. You make sure that you live the Torah. It's not just, a nice Torah. We got together, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parashas Bamidbar, preparing for Shavuos, and we learned some Torah tonight. It's great. That itself is great. But certain Torahs are mamish, the yisod of our life. Futner Zatzal. First of all, I feel to connect to Futner tonight because a lot of us were together. Tonight was the first time Rav Waxman Shir was brought to Shari Yashiv. Shari Yashiv, the founding Rosh Yeshiva, Tzadik Yisroelim, was Shlomo Freifeld, that's all. If you don't know about Rosh Shlomo Freifeld, you should get the book that they put out about Rosh Shlomo. and read it. Just get it tomorrow and read it over Shabbos. You'll probably finish it over Shabbos because you won't be able to put it down. Maybe you might need some Shavuos to read it. I don't know. I doubt it. I don't think you'll be able to put it down. And it's a long Shabbos, so you'll probably finish it. Mm-hmm. And it will change your life and teach you what it is to care about people and care about Hashem. And everyone, if you haven't read it, like, it's a big mistake if you don't go to the bookstore tomorrow, the farm store, and buy it. Like, it's a big mistake. And if anyone wants to get me, my copy, I gave somebody and it's gone, so I need another copy. If someone's going, just pick one up for me because I need another copy. The only upsetting thing is when you give out the Svarim, you don't get them back. Like when I learn my Svarim, and even my Svarim, I call Svarim even these books. These books are Svarim to me. The Rav Shlomo book is a Sefer. You grow from it. You learn from it. It's a Sefer. So when I learn it, I underline things. And now it's gone. I have to okay, so I'll relearn it. Okay. You have it?
I'm up towards me.
Oh, you have a different one. I thought you have the Rav Shlomo one. I don't know. The Rav Shlomo one talk, I think I gave to one of his family members that I heard that I was with and didn't ever read it, so I made them, but whatever. It doesn't matter, honestly. L'maisa. Yeah, maybe we'll get it back. This is a Torah. So I was saying that we connect Rav Hudner tonight, because so Rav Shlomo Freifeld founded Shayashiv and built such this incredible yeshiva. Who was Rav Shlomo Freifeld's rabbi? Rav Hudner Zatzal. So to go from that makom and to learn Torah from Rav Hudner. So Rav Hudner says as follows. There's a Gemara in Zvachim, at the beginning of Zvachim. And the Gemara is talking about the following. You know, when you write a get, lo later, you shouldn't know, but if a person writes a get, unfortunately, I've been there a few times where by Masadr Gittin, giving a get, I've been on the bezin, I've been there with people that I've helped, and been by their side when a get was, it's a very emotional time, obviously. No one in this room should ever know from such a thing. Bez Hashem's Baruch. So when I've seen a get being written. When you write the get, it has to be Lishma. The get's supposed to be written Lishma. The get's supposed to be written with the woman in mind of who you're writing it for. Similarly, there's an inyan of Lishma. By all the avodas we know of a carbon. So when someone's shechting the carbon, it should be L'shem, the carbon. You should have that in mind. What happens if it wasn't done L'shem Isha or L'shem the carbon? What happens if you wrote a get stam anonymously without him having in mind not L'shem any particular Isha? You shechted a carbon stam without having in mind. So it's very interesting, Gemara says, by a get stam, possible. Get stam is possible. Bring the word. Okay, I'll just tell you. By kachim, by the carbon, if you do it stam, if you shecht it without having in mind, it's still kosher carbon. Why? So it differentiates in the following way. And listen closely, Chavra. It says, the Gemara explains, it's on base and base, right at the beginning of Zvachim. By a carbon, the carbon was already designated for a carbon by the Baal, by the owner. The owner already said, I want this to be my carbon. And then you're shechting it, you're this. So since it's already miyached, it's already designated as a carbon, that designation, if you just stam, the one shechting just doesn't have any das, but by definition, it's elevated l'shem carbon, because the carbon already inherently had that within it. It had it infused within the carbon that it's kachim, that it's holy. It's already designated. It already doesn't need to be infused with that new sense of kavana. L'chachila, it should be, but if not, it's already there. A woman is not considered l'shem gerushin. Any married woman, you go with the chazaka, she's married. She hopes to never be divorced. You don't designate my. You're not married, and suddenly I'm designated you for divorce. It's not how it works, and it wasn't done. The woman is married, so when it's written stam, it doesn't. It's not infused with that kavana that's necessary in a get. That's what Gemara says. So Futner took this Gemara and said as follows: Chevron, listen closely. Futner took this Gemara and said as follows: You could have a person. When he does a mitzvah, he could do it full of avas Hashem. At that moment when you're doing the mitzvah, I'm in love with Hashem, I'm full of passion for Hashem. You could have a particular day where you go and you put on tefillin, and mamish, you're feeling it, and you're excited to daven. We've had those mornings or afternoons or times when we're elevated, something in our life is happening, we're thankful for, or something lo aleinu from the opposite, the tzara's going on, we're mamish revitalized to call out and connect to Hashem, and we infuse ava into the mitzvah, or yira. There are times when we have such, we feel a sense of yira because we know Hashem's knocking on our door and Hashem's telling me something. I have an individual, a teenager. He's having a problem right now. Smoking, Maven Yavin, you know, not cigarettes. Trying to be mechazik this individual. It's not a DRS young man, by the way. So don't you know they're gonna come. I deal with whatever. There's a lot of people in my life. Trying to be mechazik him. He told me, Rebbe, I had a sign from Hashem. What was a sign from Hashem? He decided he was tired and out of it, and he smoked a little in the bathroom in his school. And what happened? Smoke alarm went off. Baruch Hashem, he doesn't know how. Nisim, they didn't catch him. Like he ran out of the bathroom, people even saw him run out, whatever. And there are cameras that see by where who goes into the bathroom, whatever it might be. And somehow he got away with it. And he said that he knows because he's been working and he wants to work through it. This happened, Mamish, like as he was trying to work through it and he was like being strong all day, he says this is a sign from Hashem. And Mamish says, you're a Shemayim from it. Mamish, you're a Shemayim from it. So that occurrence created a sense of your Shemayim in his life at that moment. And he's been strong since. It's been helping him. Meaning, so there are moments often when we could infuse Ava and Yira into our Avodas Hashem. Love, passion, fear, awe into our Avodas Hashem. Which elevates the mitzvah, so it's not mechanical, it's not rote. Right? A person could open up a siddur, and it could be a Hebrew reading exercise. We've mentioned that many times here before. Right? You could open up tomorrow morning, and you could go to Minyan, and you could read the words, and it could be just Hebrew reading exercise. Or you could do it with Ava, with Kavana, with... And that elevates the mitzvah in a very beautiful way. But that's one type of person. One type of person where we're on and off. There are times when I have Ava, times when I have Yira, times when I don't, times when I'm mechanical, times when it's rote. And then Rav Huttner explains, there's an individual that's so on fire with Hashem, that's already been miyached his lave, miyached her lave, has literally designated their heart, given it over to Ava and Yira. Mamish given it over to Ava and Yira. Like Mamish. That they're Baal Avas Hashem. They're Baal Yir Shemayim. It's not that I do mitzvahs and sometimes I do with Ava, sometimes I don't. I'm like just bleeding Rabbi Nishalaylam. I'm bleeding Abishter. It's my life. It's not, I happen to, you know, I'm in school, and I work, and I daven, and I learn, and I put on tzitzis, and I check what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, and I, want to know if the Knicks won tonight, and I, you know, like, it's not, no. I'm a Rebbein Shalom Dekir. I'm an Avas Hashem Yerushalayim Dekir. By the way, that person could also, if need be, take breaks and be involved. I'm not saying some of the things they've mentioned were necessarily bad things. But my essence is Avas and Yiras Hashem. That's who I am. That's my life. That's my chayim. That's my existence. That's what else am I? If you stop and thought for a moment and you're so honest with yourself, our whole life is Rabbein Shalom. Everything we are is Rabbein Shalom. What? I only have one moment of existence because of the Rabbein Shalom. One moment. I'm here right now, each and every one of us, because the Rabbein Shalom wills us to be here this moment. And I'm not going to give over my life to him. Ba'ava b'yira. And then, if I'm miyached my lave, I'm bleeding Rabbein Shalom. I'm miyached my lave. I give over my heart to bleed Rabbein Shalom. Mamish, bleed it. So then, it's not that when I do this maisa, when I put on tefillin, and when I learn Torah, when I have to think about whether I should, whether there's going to be ava in that maisa or not. Everything I do has avas Hashem in it. Everything I do has yours Hashem in it. It's like the kachim dikayid, right? The yid, the Jew who sometimes he's doing mitzvahs rote mechanically, sometimes he's falling and lacking shmir sonayim, looking things I shouldn't look at. And sometimes I'm good, sometimes I'm not. That's the yiru. I'm putting ava, not putting ava. Like by the get. It's not inherent. It has to be infused. But we want to bleed Rabbeinu Shalom. We want to live Rabbeinu Shalom. We want to live Torah. I'm a living, walking Sefer Torah. You know why all of us, I know I keep talking, I know not everybody was there, but you could, even those who weren't there could understand what I'm saying. We're so inspired tonight by Rav Chaim Waxman Shlita. I'm going to tell you why Rav Chaim Waxman is of the most inspiring people in the world. It's not even because he's an incredible orator, which he is. It's not because he says over incredible Torah, which he does. It's not because he's an incredible Baal Menagin for somebody who's not a Baal Menagin. I mean, you know what I mean by that. I mean, he is, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't put like Chaim Chalai and Mordechai Shapiro, you know, Rav Chaim Waxman. I'm not sure the last guy that hired Rav Chaim Waxman to sing under his chuppah. I mean, I would love it, but maybe you can have him. Right here. It makes sense to. It just, I don't know why no one has. Ben Zion. I don't know, Ben Zion. Achosin. You know what it is? It's not all those things are true. And the sviva of all the chever together, tanding, all that is true. But you know what it is? We had the schus to hear from a yid who bleeds Torah, who bleeds Avas and Yiras Hashem, whose whole essence, you feel it when every word that came out of his mouth. Even the Yiddish that you didn't even know what he meant, you felt it in. You felt it, your heart felt it. You felt it. And you know, another person says the same exact thing and sings the same song. You wouldn't feel a thing. When he got up and he says, you know the problem is, when he said that line, no one here didn't shake, right? When he said that line, you know the problem is that even after all the churbanos we've gone through and all the tragedy, Baruch Hashem, we still believe in Hashem. The problem is we don't believe in ourselves. When he said that line, nobody wasn't shaking. Nobody's heart didn't burst. But you'll hear that you could have heard the same line from somebody else, nothing, big deal, shkaya. You probably heard it from other people. But it's because when it's somebody, it's somebody who lives, breathes, every moment is Torah, is Avos and Yiras Hashem. And that's our avodah. That's what I want to become. That's what I'm going to daven on Shavuos morning and say my Ahav Rabbah and do it tomorrow morning. And I'm going to daven Yachid Levein Lav Yishmecha. I'm not saying that I want to sometimes have passion, sometimes have year. I hope I have that in my mitzvahs. I want to have it always. I want to be that type of yid where I'm bleeding Torah and Avos and Yiras Hashem. It's my life. By the way, it's not that I can't also enjoy Echves Neshanikim when I said that. But my life is Torah and Avos and Yiras. So I need to chill once in a while. But that's not what my life is. That's not one of the things part of my ikur on any level. And I'll have a job and be matzliach. But my life is Torah. My life is Torah. My life is Avos Hashem. My life is Yiras Hashem. That's what the Gemara in Sukkah means. The Gemara in Sukkah, Chaf Aleph and Mebez, says, Sichos Tamidei Chachamim Tzricha Limud. The normal speech of Tamidei Chachamim, when they just talk, not giving Torah, when they talk, you should listen to those and learn the words. Sichos Tamidei Chachamim Tzricha Limud. You got to learn the words. Because there are no words that come out of their mouth that are not infused with Avin Yira, because their lave is Avin Yira. Right? It's all Avin Yira. There was a big tzaddik that I had the schus to watch. I didn't have a relationship with him. It was my mistake. Sometimes you make mistakes and you don't build ksharim with people that you probably could have, because I was in a base medrash with him for years. But I used to watch him. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zeich Tzadik HaShem Baruch. The Rav's brother, Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron was Meister Nefesh for Torah, like Mamish. he was older and he wasn't so well physically, and to see the way he was Moser Nefesh, to learn, just to watch him in the YU Beis Medrash was worth being there. I'm Avin Yavin.
We won't go further.
Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, there was a lot of reasons worth being there. I don't want to chas v'shalom. Don't take that in the wrong way, chas v'shalom. A lot of who I am is because of those years and the people that I had this list to forge relationships with. Incredible chavrusas, incredible rabbeim, Rabbi Yaakov Neuberger Shlita, Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen Shlita. Very, very special people. Anyways, l'maisa. So Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, he unfortunately later in his life he had a stroke, very serious stroke. He was hardly, mamish took away his ability to walk. It took away his ability. You have chairs here. Took away his ability to speak even. And he was such an incredible. He had such an incredible way of expressing Torah and explaining about Masbir. And many people at that age later in life would just throw in the towel, because the rehab is like really difficult and really a lot of strain physically, emotionally. But he was a fighter. He had gvura. He decided, I'm going to walk and I'm going to talk and I'm going to learn. I'm going to put in all the work because I have more time to give over Torah and to live Torah and live Hashem. And a Talmud was by him in the rehab center and saw him when he was with the therapist learning how to walk again. Learning how to walk again. I have a little bit of feeling of that from two years ago now, Shavuos, when I was in the hospital over Shavuos and couldn't walk. And I had to have a physical therapist literally teach me how to walk. We're going to have Mircham, Anil Zachag, Sudas Oda, Mircham for the Chevra was around, and Anil Zachag, we'll get the word out. I don't know if you guys could walk in from Sparsdale and wherever, New Rochelle, but I don't know, maybe. One time a guy walked in from Kew Garden Hill, Sadikal. One time a guy did. L'maisa. Mordechai Ben Shlita, years ago. Anyways, L'maisa, so this Talmud watched him, and he was taking small steps. And as he's taking these small steps, he overhears Rav Aaron in the few words he's able to say. He could hardly speak also from the stroke. And as he's taking steps, he says, Achas. Achas v'achas. Achas ishtayim, achas v'shlosh. Just like we know from the Kohen Gadol and Beis Hamikdash. He's taking steps, he's just walking. He's taking steps and just walking. But that was, to him, my walking is a vaydus HaKodesh. It's like the Kohen Gadol in Kodesh Kedashim. Everything that he did. Because that was towards serving Hashem, and everything he did was towards serving Hashem. Because he's v'yachil levein lav liyashemecha. That's where his heart is. Maybe that's also pshat in the following, this idea of what it means to be v'yachil levaveinu. You know, there's a Gemara in Soita. Gemara in Soita Daf Chavalev says, Amar Rabbi Yosef, mitzvah, when you do a mitzvah, be'idna de'asikba, Magna umatzla. At the time that you're doing the mitzvah, magna umatzla are two expressions of saving you. What's the difference? So Rashi explains, you can't understand this without Rashi. Magna is mina yisurin. It protects you from physical yisurin, the time you're doing the mitzvah. And matzla from the Yetzirah. Brasi Yetzirah, brasi Yetzirah Tavlin, but mitzvahs are from the Torah. The mitzvahs could at the time that you do a mitzvah, it protects you physically and spiritually. But what about when you finish doing the mitzvah? Agune magnet still protects you physically. Atzule lo matzel, but it doesn't protect you any longer spiritually. If you're not in the middle of doing a mitzvah, the mitzvah is not going to protect you. You could fall lo aleinu to all the downfalls of the Yitzhara in this sick world that we live in, Hashem Yirachim. There's so many. You know, it's easy when you're in that cave of the Beis Medrash and you're listening to this Hartz of Geshir and dancing together with Chevra. Then you go home to your own house and lo aleinu, you go on your phone or on computer within moments. You're like in a whole different world. We live in a sick, crazy time. It's scary. You go, like never before could you go from like the highest. It used to be, you go for the highest high. Where are you going to go to anywhere low? There's nowhere to go low. Like, you stay on that high. Until maybe you end up somewhere a week later, 2 weeks later, chais lo aleinu, God forbid. Here, you can mamish go like, there are guys I know go from like this crazy state of mismatch straight to the lowest of low. It's scary. But then the Gemara says, Torah, bein bein to the asik bein 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 to the lowest bein, magne matzla. Torah, whether you're in the middle of learning it or even away from it, it's going to physically and spiritually protect you. Why is there a difference between a mitzvah and Torah? A mitzvah is just the application of the Torah. The mitzvah is being oisik in Torah. Maybe we could suggest here tonight that when we say mitzvah, that's just doing a mitzvah, which means it's not your necessarily your essence of who you are, b'chol of aveinu. You're doing a mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah. So when you do a mitzvah like that, when it's more exterior, even if it's infused with Av and Yira, it only has at the moment, it's magna matzla. A Torah dekayid, someone who's a walking sefer Torah, that's what it means, Torah. Torah doesn't just mean learned Torah. Learned Torah is another type of mitzvah. Torah means you're a Torah dekayid. Your Torah dekayid means you bleed Torah, you bleed Av and Yira. You're protected always, you would never fall. How could I fall? I'm a ben melech. I'm bleeding the Rabbi Nishlal. I have Yira inside me. In everything that I do. Maybe that's pshat as well. Why in Shavuos, famous Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Samaches, that HaKol Moedim Batzeres Bina Nami Lechem. That you have to enjoy Shavuos physically as well. Why? Why can't it just be I sit and learn and it's all spiritual yontiv like a Yom Kippur day? Yom Kippur, we got the second luchos. Hashem wants to show if you're ramish, if you're bleeding Torah, you're living Torah, it's your essence. V'yachil v'veinu. It comes out in everything that I do. I want to show that the way I eat is different. The way I eat is different. I eat like a yid. Because v'yachil v'veinu, it comes out, it's infused from my heart. I make brachos beautifully, I eat like a mensch. Everything that I do. You see a ben Torah, it walks differently. He talks differently. Because it's v'yachid l'vaveinu. It's not just external. That's just, I know I'm supposed to do these mitzvahs. That's our avodah. V'yachid l'vaveinu. And we have to be mechazik this on Shavuos. And want this. And that's the Kabbalah Satorah. What is the Kabbalah Satorah going to be, Chevra? We all know that what the 630 mitzvahs. We all already try to do them to the best of our ability. What are we going to be mekabel again? We're going to be mekabel v'yachil l'veinu l'avdei shemecha. Mekabel that I should be a walking, talking Sefer Torah. That I should have a lev that's avan yira. That's on fire. That's who I am. You know, Chevra, everybody knows, or if you don't know, you'll learn it now, that of if not the most important mikvah of all year is mikvah of Shavuos morning. Mikvah of Shavuos morning. I don't know that maybe Erev Yom Kippur could be up those two. Maybe I don't know. I'm not holding well enough to know. Compare those two, but the mikvah of Shavuos morning is mamish kodesh kedoshim. It's very very chashim, very very important. I know some. If you don't live in a community where there's a walking mikvah, where the mikvah you could walk to. So first of all, you should move. You know, because you're in the wrong community. It's push it. No, I'm just going to say it as it is, you know. But yeah, move. Come on, come on. You could live here. We've finished the basement. You slept in the basement.
Yeah, of course.
So you want to come here for Shavuos? Come, welcome.
We'll talk to you.
Okay. I'm serious. I don't know. You might have to come here for Shavuos. I don't know. You're invited. So, Lemaisa. Oh, no, since Shmuel's back. Discuss. Anyways. The mikvah, if you don't have a kosher mikvah you can walk to, so you could use a pool. Use a pool. Especially based on what we're about to explain, you could use a pool. So I most understand this mikvah, and I mean, you understand this mikvah in a lot of ways. On Shavuos, when we were in Kabbalah Torah, we were like a Gersh Miskayer. We're like a convert. A convert has to go to the mikvah first. We're like a Katan Shinolad. It's a new existence. But I want to share another idea from the Shehelig Hashem Shmuel. And basically, it's a Tosfos in Shabbos, Daf Pei Vav and Aleph. And Tosfos there says that by Kabbalah's Torah, the first Tosfos, Afal Pisha Ba'oso Shah, Adayin Lo Nitna Torah. Even though the Torah wasn't given yet before the giving of the Torah, right? That's a pretty obvious point. So if the Torah wasn't given yet before the giving of the Torah, there were no laws yet. So seemingly, there should be nothing we have to do before Matan Torah, because we're not yet obligated in anything. But still, Mikol Makom, Mistama, seemingly, Hakbeda Torah, Aldover, Sha'asid Leos, Tuma, Acher Matan Torah. That even though it's not yet really the halacha, Tosfos is explaining, since later there was a halacha, that if you're a poilet zera, if you're a balkeri, if a man had semen leave his body, he wasn't supposed to learn Torah. We know this was mevatel, and we are allowed to learn Torah, but it was an idea, to come to Ezra, and there's an idea. Ultimately, which we'll look, I'm not going to get into that discussion, to machlekes, which we'll see in a moment as well, even maybe meikar adin. But since again, in the future, there's a hakbada of learning Torah by a balkari. So Tosfos says, Vada by Kabbalah's a Torah, every person had to be tahar, had to be pure, even though you didn't get the Torah. Now the Marsha explains something here that you have to hear. The Marsha says that even Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that says a Balkari is mutter, like we passed him, like we learned. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says a Balkari could learn Torah. So according to that daya, it's not going to be usher later. Even he would say, Ikul ameimer b'matan Torah ma'ala asa kadosh baruch hu b'kavalasa lios Balkari asur b'Torah. That still by Kabbalah's Torah, a Balkari is asur to be by Kabbalah's Torah. That's me the Shem Shmuel right now. You say it from here. What's Pshat? Why? Why is that? So listen to the words of the Shem Shmuel. Listen to the words of Shem Shmuel to understand what we're about to go through, what Kabbalah Satorah is. Why is it? If we're going to paskin and we all hold you could learn Torah even if you're a Balkari, and Yehuda ben Beseira held like that, why are we going to be makbid by Kabbalah's Torah not to? And maybe this is the yesod of the godless of going to the mikvah before that morning, first morning, to be Torah and Kaddish Kedashim as we walk into shul to reenact and relive Kabbalah's Torah. So he says as follows. Why? Because it's so important. But at the time, Be'inyan Shiyu Divrei Torah Muvlam Ba'adam. Because Kabbalah's Torah is not just a time when you learn Torah. It's a time when the Torah is muvla'im ba'adam. It's absorbed into your deepest depth. Dikshadam tar nechnasim divrei Torah l'toch tocho ba'omek yoser. And when you're pure, when you're tahar, and you have no pagam, you don't have that pagam of keri. And we all know, you know, it's one of the most amazing things. One of the most amazing, and we all feel it, when a person, lo aleinu, God forbid, is a balkari. When a person looked at something they shouldn't have looked at, and became a balkari, and had zera leave their body. It's not just in the moment, okay, I did something wrong, I feel bad. Mamish, it's an aura that takes over, you feel like garbage, you feel mamish low, you wake up feeling low. You can feel the spiritual tumah that's upon you. It's real. So he says a person has to be, if you want to be muvla ba'adam, which is Kabbalah's Torah, kishadam tar, nichnasim divrei Torah, letoch tocho. It's going to enter deeper into your kishkas. It's going to be muvla, it's going to be, you're going to be able to be v'yachil of aveinu. He says, but by learning Torah, So if you learn Torah, if you're Torah, it's going to be a little better, but I'm not going to be bevatel Torah and say don't learn when you're Balkari, you still could gain something from it. But when it's by Matan Torah, I'll read a little more. Shakavana hoisa sheyichnesu divrei Hashem Yisbarach b'toch tocho sho'adam. B'vadai moda v'idu b'beseira shemutav lahamtim ad sheyitaru. You got to wait till you're Torah. Because it's a Aveda Sha'ino Chazeres. You only get to Mekabel once. Once a year we're Mekabel Torah. You got to do it B'tahara. So it's absorbed into the bloodstream. That's the mikvah. Now's the time, Chevr, each and every one of us, to be miyached levaveinu, to decide and put our all in, to become not just somebody who does Torah, but somebody who is Torah. Not just someone who has Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, but someone who is a Baal Avas Hashem and Baal Yiras Shemayim. It's our essence. Viyached levaveinu lav Yiras Shemecha. To absorb it into the blood. How do you do this? Vada, first of all, there's no question in what the Shema Shmuel is teaching us based on this Gemara and Tosfos and Marsha, is that first of all, you're not going to do it when you have strong impediments to that Kedusha. When we allow ourselves to look at things we shouldn't be looking at and be involved in a world that's so anti to everything that's godly, it's not going to go betoch tocho, because that creates layers upon the neshama that doesn't allow the kedusha to penetrate the way it naturally should. And that's real. And we've all felt it. So first is be mekadesh and remove that. And physically go into the mikvah, emotionally go into mikvah, spiritually go into the mikvah, decide once and for all, I'm moving on from that world that I've fallen into in the past. I'm moving on. Because it's holding me back from having kedusha b'toch tocho. I could still, yes, you could dabble. You could be there and also then learn and also then daven and even have avin yira on the external. But pnimius v'yachal aveinu, impossible with that. You can't live in both worlds and have v'yachal aveinu. You can't be in your bloodstream. It's impossible. And if what happened in Meron 2 weeks ago was not enough of a wake-up call to realize nobody knows how much longer we have. And it's not to walk away around depressed and sad, chas v'shalom, but just be amis. So how much longer am I going to wait to be makadish myself, be matar myself, live the way I'm supposed to be living? How much longer am I going to wait? God forbid until it's too late? How many more wake-up calls do we need? How many more? And once we're Mekadesh of the other Avodah, is to not just do, but have a simple Kavana. A simple Kavana, it's very simple. Just bring the Rabbeinu Shalom into our Torah and our mitzvahs. When I put on my tefillin, don't just put on tefillin. I'm doing this to connect to Hashem, to Mekushar Hashem, to my lev, to my moach, to my brain. I'm learning Torah. Before I learn Torah, just think to yourself, I'm about to learn the wisdom of Hashem. I'm about to learn who Hashem is. Bring Hashem back into your life, into our avoda. Make it bekavana, and you'll create a yichud levaveinu. The heart will be uplifted. B'yachud levaveinu lav l'shemecha. You know, 1 year ago, a few days before Shavuos, so that was still a tzman, really, from about, you know, a week or two after Purim until basically Shavuos was the Ikr Tkufa, when, like, in all worlds and all hashkafos, like, the whole world closed down, right? All the shuls, I should say all, but most, in our worlds, the shuls were all, in this community, the shuls were all closed even, and in, obviously in other communities. And Shavuos was when the first time things started opening up in certain hashkafas. Okay, we're not getting into that right now. We're not playing a political game. I'm just pointing out facts right now. I'm not telling right or wrong. Anyways. So at that point, about a week before Shavuos, in the neighborhood over here, there's still most of the mikvahs were not open yet. And even the Rebbe's mikvah was not open yet. So there was one mikvah that was open in Farakwe. And so that was good for Erev Shabbos Kodesh, but comes Shabbos and comes Yontif to walk from here, it's a very long, long walk. So I know, obviously, as we've explained, and now we understand it on a deeper way, you know, the mikvah of Shavuos morning, how Kodesh, how important that mikvah is, and how much it could purify and prepare us so that we could absorb, be nivla, this Torah and this relationship with Hashem, b'toch toichai. So, at a dilemma, I didn't know, they didn't answer, they weren't sure yet, until literally like Erev Shavuos, whether the shtibl mikvah would be open for Shavuos. So I didn't know, this was my dilemma. Do I walk all the way to Farakwe, Shavuos night? It's a 45-minute walk probably, 45-minute walk, which altogether is a good, both ways, is an hour and a half. Which is an hour and a half of time that I could be sitting and learning Torah. So do I spend all that time? Is it to go to a kosher, a proper mikvah? Or of people I could use their pool and learn an extra hour and a half that night. Now, by the way, in the end of the day, on a practical level, Baruch Hashem, the Shtibl opened up their mikvah, and I was fine. I didn't have to do this. But I didn't know that was going to happen until literally Erev Shavuos. They didn't just make that decision yet. Things were just moving as they were constantly moving. You know, today the CDC realized what we all knew a long time ago. You know, things move. Anyways, Lamaisa. So I spoke to my Rebbe, Rav Mazel Zilber Shlita, the Stachina Rebbe. And I was with him and I went over and asked him, Rebbe, what should I do? I said, I thought he was the right person that would understand the Kedusha of Mikvah of Lel Shavuos and understand Kedusha of Amelus B'Torah. He's a walking, talking Sefer Torah. He's holding Kol HaTorah Kula Nigel V'Nister, Mamish, on his fingertips. So I said, what should I do? If I end up in this predicament, what should I do? Now, Baruch Hashem, I didn't end up in the predicament, but whoa, I had to prepare. What should I do? So I was amazed. He looked at me, and he said, I should walk. He says, Mikvah Shavuos morning is that chashav, you should walk. And I was ready to. That was it. I was going to do it. I said, okay. It's on heavy shoulders. I'm not going to, you know, that's what the Rebbe told me. Now again, Baruch Hashem, and then I didn't need to. But now I finally understand what he meant. I mean, I understood it on some level then, just that's how Kaddush, the mikvah of Shavuos morning is. That's what he was saying. Meaning that's all I understood then, on some level. But when I saw the Shemesh Shmuel and everything we're learning tonight, I finally got it. What's Pshat? Pshat is that Shavuos is this man of Ruchnius, that we're Makabal Torah again, and the avoided V'yachid Leveinu Lavler Shemecha. My avod is to become so one with Hashem and so one with the Torah that I'm living, breathing, bleeding Torah, and it's infused in everything that I do. And if I have any impediment in my life of tumah, of carry of all that represents, it's going to hold me back from that, which will hold me back from my entire year in a certain sense of avoid Hashem. And it's not just Ashka. So I could learn another hour. Every word of Torah is Kodesh Kodeshim. Every minute of Torah Chavetz Chaim says it's 200 mitzvahs I can mekayim. Talmud Torah kel kulam, and you understand what Torah is to me, Chevra. And to Rav Matzel, it's much more. I can't even understand. I'm only a tipa b'yam, maybe. But ultimately, to live life as a yid and v'yachel of aveinu and have that opportunity is kodesh kedoshim, and we all need that. And that's what he was saying. That to be nivla b'toch toicho is actually more important. So, Meitz Hashem, we should be zoicha. Every single one of us. Listen, it's been a difficult period for all of Klal Yisrael. The difficulty of the whole year has just been compounded over the last 2 weeks in ways we couldn't even imagine. Between everything that went on in Meron, that I can't start talking about again because there are enough demos that have been shed. And now's not the time. Now's not the time. But then over this past week, to see going from that and thinking, okay, it's time to prepare for Shavuos and not Chas Hashem, we never move on from a tragedy like that, but be able to have that in our mindset and be mechazik ourselves from it, but also get back to a place of what it is to be a yid and be able to stand on 2 feet and not wake up every morning depressed. I thought we're getting there. But then what? Now we see what's going on in Eretz Yisrael and Mamish Libi B'Mizrach. The yidin can't walk around in the streets in Eretz Yisrael. In towns in Eretz Yisrael and Eretz HaKadosh, that Mamish, without being fearful that Arabs and Machshamim are going to throw rocks at them and shoot them, and the missiles flying left and right, and obviously there are Nisim Gluyim, that's so few, but there are been, sadly, there have been yidin, our brothers and sisters have been killed, and Mamish, it's a crazy time. We don't know what's going on. And there's no answers, as we said, we spoke about this last week already, how there are no answers and we don't understand. And the only answer is Hashem and Amuna. There are no answers to why, but there's a response that we need. And the response that we need is to be mechazik ourselves and get even closer to the Rabban Shalom. Because He's the only one that can take care of us. He's the only one. Trust me, we all know this. He's the only one. Yeah, we have an iron dome. It's called Rabban Shalom. That's our iron dome. That's the only shmirah. There's nothing else that's a shmirah. So what should we want to do at a time like this? Not crawl into a corner and give up. Say, I need more of a relationship with the Rabbanu Shalom. And my relationship hasn't been good enough. My relationship until now has been a relationship of get stam. It's not in its essence. I'm now going to daven, and I'm going to stand by Kabbalah Torah on Monday morning, and I'm going to say, V'yached l'vaveinu l'avel l'irshamelcha. I have more kavanah like we've ever had in our life on those words, chevra. And give over ourselves to the Rabbanu Shalom. And we'll see that everything we do will be infused with Davin Yira. You know what we're going to walk away with? We're going to walk away with Simchas HaChaim. Because when we suddenly elevate every aspect of our life to a connection with the Eibishter, every single element is just sweeter. Every element is sweeter. Every element is so incredible. No matter what we're doing. No matter what I'm doing, Kodesh Kodashim, I could be learning how to walk, and it's Mamash Davoid of the Kohen Gadol and Beis HaMikdash. Achas, achas, achas. That's Yom Shizbizarech, which is Zayicha. It's a Helgi Yantav Simcha, Yantav Bracha. A Yantav and Eibishter brings the Shef of Ruchnis into the world and protects. And that Kabbalah Satorah should be Magna Matzla. That Kabbalah Satorah should physically protect every member of Klal Yisrael, should spiritually protect every member of Klal Yisrael. Amen.